Thanks so much for coming on the program, Glenn.
Yeah, Tony. Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about this deal. From what I understand, we've got a challenge here: wages, fair wages versus profit versus incentives. Give us your take on this story.
The first blush of wages and stuff. We took on some sit downs to talk more about area standards and what we all grew up here in Lansing and what we came to enjoy and appreciate. And so, we were looking for some kind of a fair wage incentive to put on to the development of projects in Lansing that get some of the incentives to come here. The incentives, every one of them has been accessed, and we didn't think it was unreasonable that we would ask that we look at a number of avenues to make sure folks make a fair wage and a living wage, something to sustain the area standard.
Glenn, before we talk more about this, tell us what, and I should have asked you this to open the conversation, what does the Greater Lansing Labor Council do and who do you represent?
Greater Lansing Labor Council is the umbrella group for the AFL-CIO locals. It's kind of the grassroots organization that provides some training, endorsement arm politically, educating our members on who are the candidates out there that best represent us.
All right. When talking about this Marshall Street Armory deal, from what I understand from two sides of the story, this deal was done and then in perhaps a calculated move at the last minute, union officials came in and say, no, we're not happy with this deal. We want the wage change made. What's your comment on that?
I probably would say somewhere around May, we started some sit-downs with the developer on this project, working towards an end on trying to find some common ground we could agree to develop this armory. None of us in the labor movement think this is a bad idea. The incubator concept of the non-for-profits to share on some of their services, and we could never get there with any kind of an agreement. We kept hearing, well, you're asking for 100%, and we threw out there, a Davis Bacon, which isn't attached to any of these incentives. We'd ask for a public bid opening of the bids on this project, and then we just could never get to any of those agreements. And the whole thing, kind of fell apart, and, then we escalated it up to, look for our city council to, look at what we were presenting and look at what the developer was and what we want to see at the end of the day with our area and our way of life and our way of living, I guess.
All right. Well, Pat Gillespie says that on most of his projects, he tries to use local workers from the Tri-County area, and he believes that 80% of the workers that he does use is that. When we talk about wages, how far away is what he is allowing be paid from where you want to see the workers paid? 10%, 20%? How far away are we from where both you want to be?
Yeah, Tony, that's kind of one of the hard numbers to crunch. If you look at what's coming in, getting the factual numbers, unless you hire a secondary watchdog group, even on a prevailing rate job, you still find those working below what the prevailing rate of pay is. And so I don't know right off the top of my head, but I would say it's probably closer to single digits. It's only a couple percent different.
Well, can't we find common ground so we can get guys to work?
Well, that was the whole reason. I think Gillespie Group and the Labor Council got involved in this early on. It's about putting people to and you know, trying to keep some kind of harmony in our city. I think that's part of the attraction of our city, is we don't have issues like this where the workers come unglued and you know, want, when, I guess when they feel attacked, they do come unglued, and that's where the men and women of the capillary building trades felt they were at, having dealt with the development of past projects with this developer.
All right, well, he believes that these deals may be done. Final question for you, will there be an opportunity for you to sit down and perhaps see if this deal can be saved?
You know, I think so, Tony. Monday night's vote was a deadlock. It goes to the Committee of the Whole on Monday. I know my guys, as well as myself, will be reaching out to sit down and find out how we resolve this as quickly as we can to save what's on the books. I don't believe anybody in their right mind in today's society wants to see jobs lost or development stopped.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Glenn. I have a feeling that I'll be calling you soon to talk more about this and other issues. Appreciate you coming on the program.
You're welcome, Tony, and thanks for having me.